gonna be what I want when I want what I want. All right, let's talk about mechanisms. Mechanisms are one of the most important parts to any VSL or any sales pitch in general. It is absolutely fundamental. It is the light in the tunnel that is getting people out of the hell into the amazing future that's being created. Have you ever heard of someone being a future-facing, blazing trail on the bleeding edge of science, on the bleeding edge of anything? That is someone who's discovered a new mechanism. See, all the offers and all the niches, all the big niches, they're never gonna go away, right? It's the same thing. It's the same market that's constantly hungry to solve this one particular problem. And a mechanism is the new way you're bringing that to market. Once I understood this, it became an essential part of every single campaign, because if you get it right, it can make you absolutely explode. And if you get it wrong, it will kill an entire brand on its own. Let me show you the first time I finally understood the power of mechanisms. After I was finished with my Foot and Soul campaign, we wanted to get into more pain relief products, right? So we looked around a lot of the networks and we found a couple of different products. There was a yoga mat with acupuncture points on them. There was a compression sock, and then there were pain relief patches. So we had this VSL, and the very beginning of it was very generic, and we could almost test a bunch of different angles in there. So what ended up happening was we would basically say to the whole market, like, hey, so you have back pain. Okay, well, maybe the reason you have back pain is, you know, there's specific points in your back that if you pushed on, like acupuncture, it would help relieve your pain. So we put these acupuncture points on a yoga mat. If you lay on the yoga mat, I think that might help release your pain. What do you think? And the market was like, nah, I don't really feel like that would work. It didn't convert at all. Something just didn't kind of click there. It didn't really feel to them like it would work for them. So we went to the compression socks, and we went to them and we were like, hey, so the reason I think you might have low back pain is maybe there's low blood flow going on in your body. Maybe just sitting around all day long has caused a lot of blood to kind of surge and hold inside of your calves and in your feet. It's hard for your blood to flow up against the force of gravity into your back, you know, and that's causing inflammation and all these kind of back issues that you're having. Maybe if you put these compression socks on and cause it to kind of squeeze your veins and squeeze your arteries, it'll increase blood flow and you'll be able to get more blood flow to your back and reduce your back pain. And that all of a sudden started to convert a little bit better. It kind of felt like the market was like, yeah, I kind of feel like that would work. I kind of feel like that would make sense to me. And then we got to the pain relief patches when we're like, you know, I think the reason why you feel this pain is you just have kind of nerve signals that are firing off in your back, and it's firing up to your brain, and the nerves have gone maybe haywire. If you put this pain relief patch on, it'll stop the nerves from firing and it'll stop you from being able to feel the pain. And all of a sudden, the pain relief patch took off. It was a monstrously successful campaign, and it was just because it felt like I finally had a mechanism, a way that the market just clicked with, and the market just made sense. I finally understood the power of mechanisms. Mechanisms can make or break an entire brand, because this is the whole thing that makes sense, right? This is how they get out of the hellhole. Remember, they're in a dark space in their life with no hope, and they're trapped. And then the mechanism is their way out. It's the way to the promised land. And in the promised land is all the benefits that they're gonna get after they buy the product. How they're gonna get out there is just like me saying, if you're gonna double your high score, all you care about is how. How are you gonna do that? I don't really see a way for me to do that. As soon as I tell you to duplicate your ad set and spend the most amount of money, and the ROI stays the same, oh my God, it makes sense. There's the way out. Oh, if you just had a VSL that worked, oh my God, that makes sense. We can do it. We just need to make a VSL. That's the mechanism. It's the how that gives you hope that getting out of this pain is possible. And it is absolutely imperative. And it's also very exciting. There's this thing called mechanism hunting. This is how you get on the bleeding edge. And this is how you bring new mechanisms to the market that the people want to buy. Let me tell you another mechanism example and what happens when you mess this up. One time someone reached out to me about plant-based stem cells, a topical plant-based stem cell skincare cream that will help with anti-aging. Now, whenever I get a new product, again, the most important thing is to crack this kindergarten simple pitch, which you'll learn later on. The kindergarten simple pitch is really understanding how does this work? Can I understand how this plant-based stem cell is gonna make me look younger? And if I can understand it and it makes sense, it's a green light. It's the first thing I look for when I'm looking for a new campaign or I'm looking to really get something to explode. I'm looking to understand simply, how does this work? How is it gonna get me out of hell? So when I started researching this plant-based stem cell, I dove into the science and how it worked. And here was the big idea, right? Humans, we all kind of shed like snakes. We have skin cells that are constantly being flaked off. But underneath the skin cells are stem cells. And these stem cells are what's constantly creating new skin cells. Makes kind of sense, right? Check. Yeah, that kind of makes sense to me, okay? I got stem cells that create skin cells. Now, when you're a baby, this process of your stem cells creating skin cells only takes about 3 days until you have this fresh, new, youthful skin on top of your body, which is just a collection of a bunch of young, tight, supple skin cells. That's why baby skin is so pure and clean and tight and beautiful. But the problem occurs when you get older. The amount of time it takes for your stem cells to create new skin cells becomes longer. So all the skin you see on your arm is now 3 weeks old, for example. And this older kind of skin is causing the flakiness and the transparency and the thinness and the crepiness and the fine lines and the wrinkles. All happens because you just have a bunch of older skin cells on the edge of your skin. Now, if you could reduce the amount of time it takes for your stem cells to create new skin cells, that will get you younger looking skin and start making you look younger. Now ask yourself, does that kind of click with you? Does that kind of, just that idea generally, does that make sense with you? It makes sense with me, right? It's kind of got this green light kind of idea. Now I'm not talking about studies or anything right now. I'm just talking about if I told this to a kindergartner, do you think they would say that makes sense? To me, that kind of green lights and that kind of makes sense. Okay, I kind of understand that. I guess that could kind of work. I would buy that, right? That's the quote. Whenever you hear someone say, yeah, I'd buy that, that means you hit them right on the head with the mechanism. They think that would work. Let's get into how it kind of works, right? So when we talk about this plant-based stem cell, I go, okay, so how is this plant-based stem cell gonna help me do that? And when you got into the research, they talked about their main ingredient came from a apple out of Switzerland. There was these stem cells inside of this apple that could for some reason just defy aging, right? This apple could just never age. It could stay a fresh apple for the longest time because it had these stem cells that were constantly creating new cells in the apple. Well, as scientists began studying this apple, they discovered that if you put it through a certain process and put it into a cream and rub that cream onto your own skin, the plant-based stem cells will go into your skin and affect your own stem cells and cause them to create new skin cells and increase the process, therefore making you look younger and feeling more confident. Now, when you hear that, let me ask you a question. Does that sound like it's legit or does that sound like it's a load of bullshit? Now, if you ask me, that sounds a lot like a load of bullshit, right? I don't really fucking think there's a goddamn apple that's gonna come in and if I squish it up and put it on my skin, it's gonna cause my stem cells to start creating skin cells faster and starts making me look younger, right? I don't really think that makes sense. Maybe injectable stem cells, I could believe that, but running a fucking plant-based stem cell on my skin, there's a lot of stuff I can't really believe in here. So I got a red flag going off. So one of the things I did was I gotta talk to the manufacturers, right? I don't really know if I get this. One of the biggest mistakes you can make in mechanism in general is just getting them wrong, right? Getting it wrong. This has happened to me so many times, thinking I understand how it works and getting it totally wrong, not understanding. So it's a very important part of my process always to make sure I understand clearly how this works. So I asked the manufacturers to get on a call. I need to get on a call with one of the scientists to really understand, hey, do I have this right? Is this really how it is or do I kind of have it wrong? And I get on a call with them and I'm like, listen, bro, you're telling me you got these fucking apples and you're building this big skincare line. You got all this inventory. So you're telling me that you have like fucking 100,000 apples. You got a field somewhere in Switzerland where you have scientists going out and picking the fucking apples, right? Like, show me the proof. Show me the scientists. Show me the fields. Show me all these things because I need to see it, right? There better be a fucking giant organization going on here that I got to check out. And the guy goes, actually, you know what? No, we don't have any of that stuff. In fact, the apple was so powerful, all it ever took was one apple, put the stem cells into a petri dish, and suddenly that those stem cells could just gravitate out and create more skin cells, and now we can create this entire fucking skincare empire because of one little fucking apple from Switzerland. And when I heard that, my red flags were just going fucking off. Going off left and right, I was like, nah, bro, no way. The market's never gonna buy this. I do not need to even test this. There's no way this is gonna be a monster campaign. In order to get something to fire, you have to have them believe it can work. You have to get them to believe that it can kind of work. I'm not the type of guy who just shuts stuff down without coming up with a solution. I don't want to come to my team or come to a team and be like, don't do this and not have a backup plan. So the second that this happened to me, I rushed to the library and was like, I got to find another way. I got to find a new way that makes sense, a bleeding edge way that women are using to look younger so we can be on the forefront of the skincare industry, so we can be the forefront on any industry that you kind of go into. So I went to Barnes & Noble and I bought every single book on skincare that I could find for women over 40. And I start plowing through all of them. One of the books I found was a book called like Dirty Looks or something. And it's by a woman named Dr. Bowie, I believe, this beautiful, perfect skin dermatologist out of somewhere. And she's talking about how she struggled with skin as she was coming up and she became a dermatologist. So a lot of the topical creams didn't really work for her. And then she discovered like gut health. She discovered that a messed up gut and messed up gut bacteria can start to cause rapid aging on the skin. And by healing your gut, you can start to look younger. So she recommended a lot of probiotic ideas. And then she also talked about this new idea called leaky skin. Apparently there's bacteria on your skin. And for some reason, like if the bacteria dies, some germs can get inside of your skin, or some bad things can get inside of your skin, like toxins can go in your skin. And she recommended a couple of like prebiotics and probiotic topicals. So like actual creams that you can put on your skin that will increase the amount of good bacteria on your skin that can help take care of your skin and make you look younger and eat up all the oils and all those specific things. I'm like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. I'm reading this book, but the dermatologist is recommending somebody else's products. I'm like, Jesus, this dermatologist needs her own line. She needs her own topical pre and probiotic for a skincare anti-aging line where she can be the face of. Unfortunately, this idea never really got around. We were never able to kind of execute on it, but it's a highlight of how many opportunities there are out there. I call this mechanism hunting. When you're playing in the big niches, it's about finding the next mechanism. All the biggest campaigns are bringing a new mechanism to the market first. They found a new way to solve the specific problem, right? There's a million ways to make money online. One mechanism is VSLs. Another one is webinars. Another one is affiliate stuff. Another one is advertorials, right? So many different mechanisms. And in bringing a new mechanism to the market, you can completely dominate. You know, even recently, I had somebody reach out to me and say, hey, Peter, would you want to buy this skincare brand? One of our friends, they have a skincare brand. They got a ton of inventory. They can't get their VSL to convert. You know, what do I do? And I take a look at the skincare brand and I see it's the fucking apple. Again, it's the fucking apple. These guys built a brand around this stem cell apple. And I just look at this thing and guys, there's no way in hell I'm gonna buy this brand from you, okay? There's no way you can make a VSL to save this. You can't make a VSL for a bad mechanism, especially in a big niche, because all they care about is prove it, show me, how does it work, right? That's the whole kind of thing, because they buy so much stuff, they're very jaded. How does it work is the hope and the light in the tunnel that makes this work. And when I saw that they had a bunch of inventory of this apple and none of the VSLs they created worked, I realized real quick, yeah, it's the mechanism. There's no way in hell I'm gonna buy this from you. There's no way in hell I could even make a VSL to convert this thing. It's a dead on arrival. You gotta make sure you get the mechanisms down whenever you launch one of these things. One of the ideas I want for you to start thinking about is keeping an eye out for mechanisms. Here's a couple ways to find mechanisms. You can go on Amazon.com, look through all of the reviews for all of the products in whatever niche that you're talking about, right? Try to figure out how it works. If you discover a solid angle, that is money. That is completely money. You can go in there, create a new product, get an authority figure who can help be the spokesperson to inspire people to try this product, and you can bring it to market. You can dive into the bookstores to find people bleeding edge. This is why it's valuable to get involved with like the scientists and the people who are on the bleeding cutting edge to find the next best skincare brand, to find the next best fitness idea, right? To find the next best fitness total gym or the next best Snuggie or the next best whatever. I heard a story about somebody who was in weighted blankets and they were using weighted blankets for anxiety. And then something happened, so he had to pivot the product and he turned the weighted blanket into like a Snuggie, right? He changed the product. It's the same problem, but he changed the mechanism and the mechanism on how they solve it. Now you have this weighted blanket that you don't have to hold on. Now it just like you can live inside of it, right? It just like kind of, it's a Snuggie, right? It's way more comfortable than just having a weighted blanket sit on top of you. That became like a 9-figure brand that just exploded on the internet. One of the warning signs I'd like to give you about mechanisms is getting mechanisms from manufacturers. Now, manufacturers a lot of time have scientists, if you're in that kind of world, in the supplement world, they have scientists on staff who are bleeding edge, but sometimes you don't really know if those scientists are actually bleeding edge or if they're really just trying to get a product out the door, right? Doing the least amount that they can to get a product that brand owners can come in and get out the door. Always be wary of the manufacturers because they don't really have your best incentives in line. Look for the thought leaders in a space, the scientists in your space, going deeper and deeper and deeper. One of the regrets that I had doing my skincare line was that instead of doing 5 different products for one brand, I should have done one product with 5 different brands, all 5 different unique mechanisms. Because the anti-wrinkle cream was like the holy grail of skincare. It's always been one of the biggest things. Because anti-wrinkle is one of the biggest things that sell in skincare in general, right? So we had different mechanisms. The first one was this like progeroline idea, right? That could solve this toxic protein progerine. That was the kind of idea for the first brand we had. And then the plant-based stem cell idea kind of came along. That was the next mechanism. That's an easy one to be like, I don't really like that idea, I'm gonna slam it. And then you have the topical probiotics one. And you can see, as I'm starting to research more ways that women can reduce fine lines and wrinkles on their face and put it into an anti-wrinkle jar, because we know women love buying anti-wrinkle creams. That is like the number one thing. As you begin to dive deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the mechanisms, mechanism hunting, looking for that one way that's going to fucking explode, looking for that one way that's so simple that everyone can kind of understand, that is the way to become bleeding edge. That is the way to basically look like you're inventing something, bring brand new technologies and brand new secrets to the world and to the industry and be world-class leaders. The biggest difference in monster campaigns is the mechanisms, the way, the light in the tunnel to get out of it, especially if you're in proven niches, niches that are proven that people want to buy from. So take mechanisms seriously. I would say they're more important than the authority figure. In fact, it's the first thing I'm kind of looking for, right? How is this going to work? How is this kind of solving my problem? That's like the most important thing ever. As long as it's in a rock solid niche that I know is proven, the next step is how are you going to solve that problem for me, right? How are you going to solve the problem? That's the mechanism. Make sure it's kindergarten simple. Follow the kindergarten simple formula that you'll be learning in the next module. And that's it. Peace out. See you guys in the next one.